Good morning to all. Let's pray. Lord, in our daily lives, guide us today and in the future. Amen. I am well aware of some disturbing behavior of some of our students here at Emmanuel. I see the detention list. I see the collected cell phones. I see players missing from games. And although I'm not in the know about the various behaviors, these things do tell me that there have been some behavior problems, maybe some more problematic than others. I'm not talking about the devotion today, will not be about that side of it, but we're going to look at the other side. Matthew 18, verses 21 to 22, which are very well known to you. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked him, Lord, how often do I have to forgive my brother who sins against me? Seven times? I tell you, Jesus answered him, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. The numbers here are not important, but the idea is, how are we to treat people who have sinned against us, or sinned against the school, or against society, or maybe have caused us to sin in some way, all of which are sins against God, as are any and all of our sins. They are sins against our God. People, especially young people, but definitely not exclusively young people, sometimes say things about people that would be better left unsaid. Why we do it isn't important, except to say that it's a weakness on our part. Sometimes we shed a bad light on others when it is something that should be taken care of between two people. We sometimes hurt people by what we say or what we do. And maybe it's just our body language in their presence that lets them know exactly what we are thinking. We can be just plain mean and nasty because for some reason we are not too fond of a particular person or what a person has done. Regardless of what their sin may or may not be, we need to watch very carefully our actions and our tongues. Rumor spreading comes under this category. Running off at the mouth can be very hurtful and harmful. When Peter asked how often he should forgive his brother, he got the answer 70 times 7. This number only indicates the extravagance of the forgiveness that you should show for your brother. This is guided by the extravagance of the forgiveness that Christ has for you. What puny little thing on earth has ever been done to us that compares to what we daily do to Christ? We daily pile up sin after sin after sin, and I don't have to enumerate them. We think awful thoughts, we say terrible things, and because we are guilty in one point, we are guilty in all points. But God has forgiven us for every one of those horrible sins against Him, even though just one of those sins would be enough to send us to hell. Compare this to the silly little things on this earth that we hold against our brothers or sisters, and we let the sun go down on those grudges. Why, sometimes we even form little cliques because we do not like something about another person or persons. Sometimes forgiving doesn't come easily to us, but we need to work at it and we need to pray about it. You have plenty of opportunity to work on your forgiveness, and all of us have opportunity because we live with sinners. Look around you. Our profs, fellow students, our parents, all sinners. And since you are not perfect, the person sitting next to you and behind you or way down the row from you will also have plenty of opportunity to practice their forgiveness. Does that sound harsh? It isn't. It's probably one of the most loving things that I could say to you. This chapter 18 of Matthew has an earlier portion on how we are to treat one another when he talks about not doing anything to one of Christ's little ones that could cause them to be lost. No punishment would be too great for that person. So just how important is forgiveness? Following this text is the parable of the forgiven servant who was forgiven a huge debt but was unwilling to forgive someone else a small debt. And what was the result? Verses 35 and 36 of Matthew. This is what the Father in heaven will do to you. Excuse me. His master was so angry, he handed him over to the torturers till he would pay all he owed. This is what my Father in heaven will do to you if each of you will not heartily forgive his brother. Is it important? Is forgiveness important? When we come to the point where we want to have strength and we want to have the ability to forgive, we always need to be on our guard about the things that we say or do. We want to be sure that what we say to people and how we act with people are faith uplifting, not faith destroying. Obviously, forgiveness of others when they have sinned is an uplifting action. Grudges have no place for me in my life as a Christian. So we need to pray on a daily basis that you may forgive others and that others may forgive you as Christ has so extravagantly forgiven us. Human nature makes this very hard to do. But with Christ, we can get better at it. And when we all get better at it, life will be easier, more pleasant, and the campus will be a friendlier place. We pray, teach us, O Lord, to forgive. We close with hymn number 400, stanzas 3 and 5.